so much of this has evolved over the last number of years with, you know, the coffee pods and with different trucks and all sorts of everything. They were absolutely welcome. There is no doubt about it. They were lifesavers to so many people at a time when everywhere else was closed. Now we're seeing more and more and more of them. And there has been some issues. There has also been a great economic benefit to areas with these popped up in places. But again, there's been areas whereby perhaps maybe beaches, car parks, roadsides can be dangerous at times. And there's been a number of issues around that. Looking at it in a positive light and trying to do something with it, our bylaws are old. The casual trading bylaws don't really accommodate coffee shops. It was always kind of around for fish and chip vans and ice cream vans. They seem to be the only thing that the local authorities would have covered at the time. Looking at this strategically, positively, to try to encourage economic development, but to also support the businesses that are already in existence. Would it be fantastic if areas could have designated casual trading areas like market squares that you could put these people in an area that would be serviced, that there would be perhaps rather than the noise of generators from everybody's trailer, that they could be able to plug into power points, that we could have, you know, good water supply, electricity and refuse. You know, we need to look at this going forward as a new culture, and I think that we could do this if we start the conversation now. And the council has already gone out to public consultation, and there were a number of submissions that come in from, I'm sure, all sides. And it'll be very interesting to have that conversation and a workshop around that so that we can share our experiences.
And the challenge now for the council really is to, as you say, reflect the changes we've seen in the past 2 years and bring in a revised set of bylaws which are fit for purpose, really looking into the future.
Absolutely. That's the goal and that's the key. And that hopefully will have a fair and balanced approach to all of our traders, let there be static or casual traders. And I think that's so important to everyone for the economy to move forward.